The time has come to experience terror at Collinwood. Welcome to the show. I can't wait to get to it. I'm going to be talking to the wonderful and amazing Tweety Jackie Blackburn about the characters of Clarice Blackburn. But before we get to that exciting episode, I want to let you know about a couple of things. Coming up, the Dark Shadows Remembrance Weekend is happening July 5th and 6th at the Los Angeles Marriott Burbank Airport Hotel on Friday, July 5th. There's going to be a celebration of life for Lara Parker. And on July 6th, there's going to be a centenary celebration for Jonathan Frid. Several of the actors will be in attendance, including David Selby, Catherine Lee Scott, Nancy Barrett, Jerry Lacey, James Storm, Lisa Richards, and Roger Davis. Marie Wallace will be zooming in, and more surprises to come. The discounted rate at the hotel itself is sold out, but there are other options, and I will link to all of that in the show notes. You don't want to miss this, folks. And also, speaking of things you don't want to miss, Monsta Expo halfway to Halloween is coming up, and I will be doing an appearance there as Penny Dreadful. It's happening April 27th and 28th, 2024, at the Seaport Resort at 110 Middle Street, Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Other guests include Bill Moseley, Camille Keaton, and Eugene Clark. So come on down to Monsta Expo. If you come by my table, tell me you're a Terror at Collinwood listener, and I will give you a free sticker. So with that said, let's get to the show. Welcome to Terror at Collinwood. I am your hostess, Danielle, aka Penny Dreadful, and I am thrilled to be joined today by my friend, Tweety Jackie Blackburn, who is an original Dark Shadows fan, an attendee at the Seaview Terrace Collinwood Gatherings, and an administrator at the Dark Shadows Appreciation Society Facebook group, which currently has over 24,400 members. Jackie served in the Marines and is a registered nurse at West Coast Hospice. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Yay. How you everybody doing? How you doing, Penny? What's going on, girl?
keeping it together here. I'm trying to at work between work and the podcast and family stuff. I'm juggling everything, but you know how it is.
Oh, yeah. Trying to work and trying to do things. And you know, I was trying my best to cover up these bags under my eyes. I was up all night doing some documentation, you know, because the hospice documentation, it is so unreal these days. Trying to get what they deserve, Medicare charting, it's just crazy. But a lot of nurses are doing more documentation and paperwork than they are doing patient care, and that's why a lot of us just,
Yeah. Well, you always look amazing. There's no bags under your eyes. You always look like a rock star.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Girl, I want to look like you when I grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, please. Tweety, we're talking a little bit before. We're going to be talking about Clarice Blackburn in just a little bit.
Yes.
But before we get to that, I want to mention the Dark Shadows Remembrance Weekend that's coming up in July. Yes. And I'm really excited that you're going to be there too.
Yes, ma'am. I'm 85 miles away. So me and the old man are going to drive up there, you know. I've never been to a festival ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm an original fan. I ran home from school like everybody else. And I never, because military took all my time.
Yeah.
Kids, raising kids. And it also was money. I just couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
But now I can afford it. Lord's been good and blessed. And every chance, opportunity I get to celebrate Dark Shadows, I do.
Wonderful. Oh, so cool. I went to two festivals. I got to go twice, and it was in the East Coast festivals, and they were really great. But this is like this event. I mean, we haven't had. I think the last festival was in 2016, which I wasn't able to go to that one because they were sold out actually. But this is the first Dark Shadows event that they've had in quite a long time. And it's a memorial for Lara Parker, who I know is also one of your favorites too. Angelique, I remember we talked
Yes,
about.
Angie. Oh my
Yeah,
goodness.
yeah,
Yes.
yeah. She's great. She was great.
I met her twice, you know. I met Laura Parker. I met her at the I believe it was Jim Storm's rodeo he had out there. I met him out there, and also I met him when we had the documentary. The documentary. I met Laura. I met quite a few of them, Catherine, and of course, you know, no longer with us, Chris Pennant. He's a
Oh,
favorite
Chris
of mine.
Pennock, yeah.
Yeah, he's another favorite of mine. And we lost him.
Yeah, so
And
tragic.
yes, he was.
I wish I
But
had met him, because he seemed like he was such a
oh,
really great
he
character.
funny, funny. I've got to meet several of them, you know, and by my being part of DSAS, being part of that, being administrator, so I got a lot of opportunities to meet folks, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's really
It's
great.
just great. I feel like I'm 8 years old again, you know.
I want to go back to that time when you were 8 years old and talk about that. Like, where did you grow up and how did you discover Dark Shadows when you were a kid?
I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, born and raised there. My mother, I remember coming home from school, and my mom was just glued to the set, and she was looking at Chris Pennock. Now Chris Pennock was her favorite,
Oh,
and she
cool.
said, "Go get him! It's about time! It's about time! Somebody showed up, Barnabas. You know, he's getting on my nerves right now." And
Love
said, "Huh?" So I said, "What is she looking at?" So I sat there. That's when I started to get into it. And then, the friendly vampire, and then the witch, and all that, and just years of just watching the show, the reruns, and all that, the 1991, and all that. We were over there in Desert Storm watching the VHS tapes.
Wow, no
I got
kidding.
Marines over there to watch it with me. Because I was a cook, they would come to Chow Hall. And I would be like the first ones to get my energy, my heat, and all that. And so I would hook up the VCR, and I got some Marines looking at it, you know.
So this was during the Gulf War?
It's during the Gulf War, yeah.
Wow. Were you so you were watching the original Dark Shadows over there or the 91 series?
I was watching the original on the VHS tapes, and then as far as 1991, I had gotten called, so I got pulled over there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and that's part of what they say caused the 91 series to get
It did.
canceled because of the preemptions and moving the
Yes, it did. It did. It did because it was all the preemption talking about the war and all that. And it didn't last that long, though, especially with Schwarzkopf over there. Oh, my goodness. That man was something else.
I love that you were watching the Dark Shadows tapes with the Marines over
Yeah.
there. That must have been really that. What a great escape, though, from such a terrible
Yeah.
situation to be in, and have that as an outlet to kind of
Yeah,
revisit
or
that.
actually watching the old VHS tapes, because I got the VHS tapes of that, and I had the DVDs.
Oh,
So I was
yeah.
collecting when they were really expensive. Remember that? The
Oh,
VHS,
yes. Yep.
very expensive. So I ended up buying those, and I belonged to the club, and that's how I met Craig Hamrick and a few of those guys.
Craig Hamrick. Look, I was just literally just looking at Craig Hamrick's book, Barnabas and
Oh,
Company, right
such a
here.
sweetheart. Oh my God.
Yeah,
That was sad passing.
he what a tragedy, because he was a really passionate Dark Shadows fan, for those who don't know, and had a great website, Dark Shadows
Oh
Online.
yes, he
And
did. That's
yeah.
how I got introduced. That's how I got back into it, was through Craig.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Did
I've
you?
talked to him on the phone, and we used to email each other. This was
Yeah.
years ago, of course. And then I found out he had passed. And that
Yeah.
was a sad passing, because we really got to be friends, back and forth and all that, emailing each other. He was a real sweetheart.
So you were involved with the fandom at that point, or that was how you got into the fan
Yes.
community?
Yes. Through Craig, yep. And his book and all that,
He did. He did some great stuff. He did a collectibles book, and then he did the Barnabas and Company book, which is like all
Yes,
the
he did.
actors and really great stuff. And so, yeah, such a shame. So when you were a kid, you were running home from school to
I
watch
was
the
running
show, you
home from
said?
school. I got hooked. I got hooked. And my mom was looking at it. So it was like a soap opera. He was always wondering what happened. Okay, so Barnabas and Angelique, are they together now? Or what's going on? And my mother would say, I just don't know why he's ended back up with her at all. She's done, blah, blah, blah. So I was just kind of lost there, because we were on the Leviathan thing. And I was kind of confused. So I said, I want to find out more about this, So I started watching it with her.
That's an interesting place to come into the show during Leviathans, because it is such a like strange
It was
storyline,
very strange.
and I
And
know.
my mom, she really didn't want me watching it per se. She didn't really want me watching it and all that. And I said, I want to watch it. I like this, So that's how it happened. Like Chris Panic and then Clarice Blackburn, and I, of course, love Laura and Catherine,
Your
but
mom
Clarice,
was a fan then, right?
oh yes, she was a fan. My mom was a fan, and my grandmother.
Oh, really? Oh, see,
My
I was
grandmother was a fan as well.
That's
My
so cool. I
grandmother.
just did an episode on like multi-generational appeal of Dark Shadows, and it's true. It's like I did too. I watched it with like my uncle introduced me to. He was a little older than me, but he liked all that like monster stuff, and he loved Dark Shadows. But my grandmother watched it too, and she didn't speak a lick of English. She was Portuguese. And but she
Goodness.
watched, she was scared of Barnabas. She with the teeth, she
Oh
would hide
yeah.
her eyes. And my
No, that
mom
yeah.
would watch it with my aunt. And then started watching with my little cousin Karen. We brought her in. So it was like, and now her son watched it too. So it's like carries on through the generations. It definitely has that appeal, that timeless appeal, right?
Oh yeah, it does. It does. It really does. And then my son was watching it too. My son was watching it. And he's passed on now.
Oh,
But
I'm
yeah, my son
sorry.
was watching it and all that. And his favorite character was Barnabas. Yeah,
Oh, Barnabas, yeah.
Barnabas. He liked Barnabas. Now he liked Barnabas and Dr. Hoffman together.
Oh, okay,
That
yeah.
was his dynamic duo, his Batman and Robin. He loved that. He loved the two of them together. But I have an affinity for Clarice Blackburn.
Yeah, she was incredible. The other thing too, I want to talk about, of course, before we talk about Clarice is you are one of the administrators at the Dark Shadows Appreciation Society,
Yes.
which is a huge Facebook group for Dark Shadows. Like there are over
That's right.
24,000 people, which is mind-blowing. So how did you get involved with that?
Well, I was up one night, just looking around, and I heard somebody at the gym told me said that, they got Facebook groups about Dark Shadows. I said, really? And I said, they do. And I had no idea that Dark Shadows people were on Facebook groups, talking about Dark Shadows. So it was about at least 30 different groups. And I didn't know one to pick. I said, oh my God. I said, now they had the original, which was I forgot who ran the group at the time. Right now it's run by David Cooper, I think. But I was looking at that one. And then the Dark Shadows Appreciation Society, and they had the 1840 Appreciation Society. I didn't know which one to pick. So I said, well, you know what? I think I'm gonna go with this Dark Shadows Appreciation Society. Sounds good. And then I like the name. And that was almost 8 years ago.
And
They had
then you
4,000 members then, I think. It was 7, 8 years ago now that I've been with them. And we're like a family over there, it's a very, very close-knit with the moderators and the admins over there. I got promoted to a moderator, I think, when I was one of the group of the first moderators because they didn't have that at the time. So I was one of the first group of moderators. And then I think I was a moderator for maybe a year or two, and I got promoted to administrator. I've been administrator ever since.
And I know like Larry Hardwick, he's kind of the runs that group,
The
right?
lead. He's the lead. We have like five other groups now. We got Sci-Fi, Science Fiction Appreciation
Yes,
Society.
I saw I'm in that one too.
Yeah, we've got Barnabas. Barnabas in the Old House, or
Yeah.
that one's growing like a weed.
Yeah.
And then we have Angelique Slayer.
Oh, I got to join that one. How am I not an Angelique
Because
Slayer?
see,
I got.
Angelique Slayer, now that's nothing but Laura Parker.
Okay.
Nothing but Laura Parker. And we have Barnabas in the Old House.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
And
great.
but my main focus is the Appreciation Society. You know, I'm in there, and we even have a restaurant group. We base it on Maggie and Joe in the
Okay.
restaurant, and we have people. You know, I have people turning in recipes, and I have a contest every Monday. Who wins?
Oh, I'm in that one. Yes, I have seen that. Yeah, that is really great. I saw you posting over there about the recipes. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah, there are so many. Like, I share the pot, and I'm grateful all these groups let me share the podcast there because I
Course.
want, you know, I'd like to get the word out about Dark Shadows and hearing from different people about it and the actors from
Yeah.
the show and stuff. So, but it just blows every time I log in, I'm like, oh, there's another new Dark Shadows group. So I have a list of all these Dark Shadows
So
groups.
many of them. All of them are good, actually. They're all good groups, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the collectors group, that's one I really like. That Jeff Kenney goes to those
Yes.
Seaview events, you know, he runs that one. And you're going to be like, we go to these Seaview events too, which is
Are
so
these?
cool. These gatherings, these fan gatherings, they're small, they're not big like festivals. They're just like more of an intimate thing that Bob Issel, he came onto the podcast and talked about it a bit. And you started attending those, which is where I met you. And those are really nice. I really like those a lot.
Penny, because I've been watching your podcast, and I wanted to meet you anyway. And I've been
Ah.
podcasting and everything. And I said, she seems so sweet, you know. So I just, you know, and everybody up there has just been wonderful to me up there at Seaview. You know, Bob and everybody, they've just been so nice and so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, I really felt like I was at home. You know, my husband, he wanted to come up to be, we've been having some, his brother's not doing well, so he's in San Antonio. His brother's not doing
Oh,
so
I'm
good.
sorry to hear that. Yeah.
But because he was supposed to be at Seaview, come to Seaview with me. He's been trying to get up to the past couple of years, but always something, because we're renovating the house too. We're not even done with that.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get that done. But
Hopefully
he
he
will
can
be
come.
there. He will be there in July. He will be at that gathering in July.
Oh, at
He
the
is.
gather. Oh, I look forward to meeting him there. But
My
yeah,
husband.
you're totally right when you about the Seaview gathering, just the Dark Shadows fandom in general. I think when you get together in person, it's just such a welcoming feeling. Everybody is
It
like the
is.
first time I went to that. I'd been to a couple of festivals and everybody was super nice, but the first time I went to Seaview, it was just like coming home. It was just everybody was so kind and nice
Yes,
and
they
just
were. Yeah,
welcome you
very, very
immediately.
nice. Very nice people.
Yeah.
You know, they treated me like a queen, you know. Just
Yeah. They're just so nice.
wonderful.
It's just a
Very
great and
nice.
so cool to be in Collinwood too. Like, it's such a
I know. I know. It's
surreal.
just, you know, you look around. This is the house I used to watch on television.
Yeah,
This is,
right.
pinch yourself, you know, because you're just looking at everything and, wow, am
Yeah.
I really here?
Yes, totally. And especially if you go out on the lawn and you look at the
Yes.
house and you're like, wow. But yeah, it's so cool. But that's where we were talking. I did an episode of the fan roundtable of fan favorites. I went around and just was talking to everyone. I pulled out the mic randomly and just started, and you were there. And we talked a little bit about Clarice Blackburn. But I want to talk a little bit about her today because
Yes.
she is one of those actresses who was such an outstanding
Oh my God.
supporting player in Dark Shadows and
She was.
consistently fantastic and added any scene Mrs. Johnson was in or Abigail or Minerva, any of those characters she played,
Yes.
added so much to the feel of the show. And
Yes, she did.
she was so good, just so good. And she doesn't get enough credit, I don't think, for that. And I know you share her last name, which I think is great too, Clarice Blackburn. That's what you're saying, Clarice Blackburn. I'm like, wow, yeah.
Clarice Blackburn. That is something else. You know, and she's one heck of a writer too.
Yes,
She's
talk about that because we talked a little bit about that at Seaview too. She went on to become a very successful writer for soap
three Emmy.
operas. Yeah, and she created the first, was it the first African
The
American
first
couple?
African American super couple. That was her. That was her idea. She did it.
Yeah.
She did it. Because Agnes wasn't all that up for it, you know, but she pushed it. She said, we need to do this. We need to do this.
Yeah.
And she insisted, and they let her do it. And she
And
won the Emmy that first year. She
that's
ran she won it 3 times in a row. And a
wow.
lot of people don't know that. She won that Emmy 3 times in a row. And those stories were extra powerful. So she is really a good writer.
Yeah.
Good writer.
And this was One Life to Live.
All my children.
All my children, all my
All my
children.
children. It took it off the air. It's one of the best soaps.
It was, and Lewis Edmonds was on it.
And he got nominated for like 3 Emmys, but never won.
Oh,
Three or four.
that's the only other, I guess, soap. I never really even think of Dark Shadows as a soap opera because it's so unique. But I like a
Oh.
straight up soap opera that I watched for a little while was All My Children because my mom liked All My Children and I would watch it with her. And I did get caught up in it a bit with Erica Kane and all of
Yes.
those, you know, all of that. But yeah, but I mostly started watching because I heard Louis Edmonds was on it. So I was like, oh, I gotta watch Louis Edmonds. And he was
He
Langley
was
Wallingford and
so good.
Clarice as a writer on the show that she became went from being a successful actress to being a successful writer. That yeah.
He went, a lot of people don't know that she went on to be a very successful writer. She was writing, matter of fact, she was writing for All My Children because All My Children came out in 1970. And that's when she was working. That's why she was working at the time. That's why she wasn't in House of Dark Shadows.
Yes,
But she
yeah.
was writing at the time. She was writing for All My Children. She was brand new on the show. Agnes Nixon had hired her. And she was writing them, but she came back for
Yeah.
Night of Dark Shadows. She was available then.
That's right, Mrs. Castle. Yeah. I wish she had been in House of Dark Shadows, even though it was Barbara Kayson, who was Dennis Patrick's wife,
Nice,
played
yeah.
Mrs. Johnson in that. But it's like, you know, it's you want to see Clarice as Mrs. Johnson, although it's, you know, but it was a small part in House, but it would have been cool to see her. But I'm
Didn't she
glad she
look?
came back for Night. And we saw her real hair in Night of Dark Shadows when she was Mrs. Castle.
Yes.
Red hair, she had red flaming red hair. And every character she played in Dark Shadows, she'd wear like a black wig,
That
you
wig, that
know,
awful. Oh
that
my God.
awful wig. But it fit those characters because she was so good. Like she was doing theater through the 50s. She was an understudy at one point on Broadway. I think it was for Eva Gabor, and she went on a couple of times. And then she subsequently started doing off-Broadway and Broadway shows. And she did a whole bunch of theater and television well before she did Dark
Yeah.
Shadows. For maybe 15 or 16 years, she was working in theater and television. So she was a seasoned actress by the time she got onto Dark Shadows in 1966 in the pre-Barnabas episodes, and started as an antagonist. She came on as a spy hired by Burke Devlin to,
Devlin.
yeah, because she was, of course, Bill Malloy's housekeeper. He died. We don't know what happened. She suspects Roger was killed him, and so she goes into Collinwood as a spy. She's suspicious of the Collins family, and she's just great. That scene with her in the diner and asks Maggie if she makes her own mayonnaise because Mrs. Johnson makes her own mayonnaise.
Did you see the change of her character?
Yes,
She
yes.
could change the character. She can go either way, you know. That's the beauty of Clarice Blackburn as an actress. I think you could put her in any role, and she could just pull it off.
Yeah.
She could pull it off. She could, and even as a writer, very talented woman.
Absolutely,
Absolutely
yeah.
talented. Absolutely talented. Well, they were all talented on there, but it was something very special about Clarice.
Yeah, she was just really she was believable. Like even though her characters were sometimes severe, like Mrs. Johnson goes from being like a very kind of she's not very likable, but she's fun to watch. But then she becomes very likable. She grows to love the Collins family as she sees that
David.
the you know David, and she becomes protective of David, and her character develops like a lot of other characters in the show that start as villains or as antagonists. She develops into a very likable character, and in every scene she's in, she adds to the scene. And in fact, some of the scenes, like I remember Mitch Ryan, he had a tough time with some lines one time, and she took over the scene. She started doing his lines
Very
and feeding
seasoned.
him. Yeah, really
Very
good.
seasoned actress as well as a writer. She was talented. She really was. And
Yeah.
we really lost something when we lost her.
For sure. She was
Yeah,
really
we really.
funny too, that character. Like the line, sometimes she'd just make these asides. Like when Barnabas shows up, she's like, nobody picks up anything around here. Always like commenting about, you know,
Just
people
a
being.
natural, you know, she just the way she would move around in there, she just she fit right in too.
Yeah,
You know,
totally nailed it. Yeah.
she totally nailed. Some people, if they come on a show, especially if something that's something like Dark Shadows, where we get used to the characters and all that. Sometimes it takes a while to get used to one. But with Mrs. Johnson, you could relate to her. Here there's
Yeah.
a stranger in this house and all kinds of weird stuff going on, and
Right. Yeah.
you kind of side with her, this poor lady,
For sure.
especially when Quentin showed up there at the
Yes.
gatehouse. Oh
Yes.
man,
Big time. Yes.
you could really feel how scared she was looking at his face, because he looked like the devil.
Yeah, big time. That stuck with me. When I saw that when I was a kid, that scared me. Like
Yeah, that scared me. That
when she
scared me.
sees Quentin, and you could feel the terror in that scene.
Yes.
Fantastic.
She
Yeah.
screamed, and
Yeah.
I tell you, you could just feel it. It was just
And
amazing actress she
they
was.
made her like a kind of more prominent during that storyline, because it's
They did.
her and Maggie in that turn of the screw scenario where she's the Mrs. Gross housekeeper character, who's she knows what's going on. She believes what's happening here, like, because Maggie is kind of, everybody's kind of doesn't really believe Maggie, but Mrs. Johnson does. And then earlier than that too, we see she has some family members, but the only one we meet is Harry. she has a early on she mentioned she has a daughter, she has a sister too during the dream curse, she
Remember
mentions. Yeah, but we
that. I
see
remember
Harry.
that.
Yeah, but we
But
meet
we see
Harry.
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 It's sad about him too. He passed so young.
He did. Yeah, I think he was,
Diabetes or something.
yes, you're right. Yeah, diabetes. He was diabetic. And that's sad too, that he passed away, because he was an interesting, that's for Craig Slocum, he was an interesting, I could
Have you
see
ever met
him.
him?
I never did. Did you?
No,
No.
never met him.
No, he
Never got a
died
chance
out.
to meet Clarice either. Would have loved to have met him. I bet that would be an interesting conversation.
Big time. I know she did some of the MPI stuff early on when they did one of those anniversary tapes. And she did go to, I think she went to, yes, she w at least went to one or two festivals. But I never got to meet her. I wish I had. And then her, like, Mrs. Johnson is kind of her mainstay character. Like every present day storyline in Dark Shadows, Mrs. Johnson shows up toward the end. Like you said, in
Yes.
1970, she was already working on All My Children. I think she was even doing Secret Storm. She was very busy during
Well,
that
she was
time.
very busy back then.
Yeah. But she showed up in one episode of Leviathans and then one episode of the Summer of 1970 storyline too, with Gerard and Daphne and Roxanne. So she stayed every single present day storyline. Mrs. Johnson was in it, but then her other characters were also super memorable in the show. Abigail Collins was her
Oh
next
my
character. So let's
goodness.
talk about Abigail. Thoughts on Abigail?
Abigail, I knew, well, I knew that she, Clarice was just acting right, but I just could not stomach her in that role.
Yes, she was
Oh
awful.
my
Yeah.
goodness, she was bad, but that goes to show you how good she is. Now I can appreciate that being older, but when I was a little girl watching, I said, oh, she's so mean.
Yeah.
She just wants to kill Vicky and this, that, and the other. And she deserved what she got when Arnold scared her and all that. But, I look at it now and I said, boy, what a good, versatile actress that was, because she made you laugh, then she made you hate her.
Totally. Yeah.
An actor that is capable of doing that is a gift.
Big
That's an
time.
absolute gift when an actor is instrumental in giving you all these emotions that you can do all at one time by watching them in a day's time. If you watch all of her performances, she can make you laugh, she can make you witch. She can give you up, make you express all kinds of emotions because of how good she is at what she does.
Great, great way to
Very,
describe
very
it.
good. Very, very good.
Yeah, kind of
Very.
a love to hate character that she played
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Abigail. You know,
Yeah,
she's.
I took drama when I was in college too. It was an elective
Oh,
and all
did you?
that.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I took it, but that's why I'm a nurse now. So I could not, because they told me, I said, well, This I was out. I retired from the Marines. They said, "Well, they told me I got to be in that class too." And well, you'll be a better, far better nurse than an actress. I said, "You know what? I know darn well I would never. I can't do that. I can't do it. It's just too hard. It's to kind of get those words and trying to memorize all the dialogue, and then try to act it out. And then they said, no, cut. And then they make you do it over again and make you do it. I'll be ready to kill the director kill department.
So
I said, I can't do this. It's hard."
yeah. Well, I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. I think we need to revive the what was the Collinsport Players that they used to have at the festivals, and they used to do like skits. But yeah, it's tough. And those lines for Dark Shadows that they had to memorize were so,
Like an
dense.
encyclopedia of lines. Poor
Right.
Jonathan.
Oh, especially him. Yeah, he'd have these like monologues with these very like, in-depth sort of descriptions and things like that, and he pulled it off. But he had a tough. He was dyslexic, so
Yeah, I don't know
he's
how
like,
he did that.
yeah, I don't know. But he was amazing.
Ooh.
But Clarice too, like with that character Abigail. I remember when I first saw her, it was exactly what you described. It's like when I was a kid, I was like, wow, she's awful. She's so mean. She's so mean. Poor Vicky. She's so rotten to Vicky. But she was so compelling to watch, and is,
Yes, she was.
And as you get older, you just see like, wow, this is a great performance that she's giving right out of like the Crucible, that kind of like just, very suspicious, sanctimonious, judgmental, and dangerous, with her obsession with thinking Vicky's a witch. Although, and bringing Trask in, she brings Reverend Trask in, and every she's responsible for
He's
Trask
a
showing up.
good actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great. Jerry
Jerry
Lacy,
Lacy.
fantastic. He's going to be at that remembrance event, so I look forward to
Yes,
meeting
I'm
him.
so glad. I'm
Yeah.
so glad. I met him. I met him too.
Oh,
He and
did you?
his wife,
Yeah.
Julia. I met them. This was back in 2018 when they had the documentary with Mary O'Leary up there in LA. And I met a lot of them up there.
Yeah.
Chris, a whole bunch of them up there.
Oh yeah. Oh, see, yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, the screening for the Jonathan Frid documentary. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jerry is. I'm ho hopefully someday I'll get him on the podcast. I think that would be really cool to chat with him on the show too, because he's done so much, even
That would be
outside of
nice.
Dark Shadows. Humphrey Bogart and played again Sam, and he's done so many interesting things. He was on that Comedy Tonight show where they did a parody of Dark Shadows, and he was in it with Madeline Kahn. I want to definitely ask him about that. I love Madeline Kahn, so that's great that they were together in that comedy show. But Abigail, the thing is with her, if you think about it, she was actually right about there being a witch at Collinwood. Like, if you think of all the things, it was just that her, the person that she was accusing of witchcraft was the wrong person, but everything else she was suspicious of actually was true. It
It
was
was
just that
true.
it was Angelique that
Wrong
was
person.
doing it, not Vicky. And you have to wonder if Abigail had pegged Angelique as the witch from the start, like, would she be as unlikable as of a character, because she figured out who the witch was. I think, but just because of her personality, she's a kind of an unpleasant person. So, but Clarice was so good at playing that. She just had a
Yes, she
gr
was.
knack for that, and she wasn't like that. She seemed very nice in the interviews I've seen with her, but she had a knack for playing those kind of spinsterish, kind of severe characters, and then. On that note, not a spinster, but kind of cut from that cloth, is her third character on the show, Minerva Trask.
Oh, Miss Minerva.
Miss Minerva in 1897. What are your thoughts on Minerva
1890,
Trask?
Minerva Trask. She was iffy, very iffy. She didn't like Tim very much.
No, no, yeah.
She didn't like Tim very much, and she also was very like that holier than thou, that sanctimonious thing she had
Yeah.
going on, thinking she's better than everybody else, but she's saved, but no one else is. And it was just, she had that holier than thou attitude, and she actually thought that she was above others too.
Yeah, yes.
She thought also thought she was above others. Well, I'm closer to him than you are,
Yeah.
and it that got on my nerves too.
Big time.
That got on my nerves. And when she got poisoned, I kind of like laughed a little bit, you know, she got poisoned, all that. I just, wow, that God, she get on my nerves, you know. And then, you know, she's trying to run, trying to get, take over Charity's, you know, life and all that, and pushing her and Tim together. It was just, I don't know, she was awful in that role too.
Yeah, she wasn't a very nice person. Minerva was not very likable, and neither
Nerve
was
test.
Gregory Trask. What a pair those two are. No wonder Charity was such an
Frick and
unhappy
frack.
person. Yeah,
The poor
just
thing was
two
frack.
terrible kids with the Worthington Hall, with the orphan. He was just such a
Yeah.
terrible. Very like right out of Charles Dickens, kind
Oh
of like these awful people.
my God.
But she was good again, really good at playing that kind of role. And then you kind of do. I think you. I did start to feel for her later on when it's revealed that Reverend Trask is, you know, he's the infidelity of Gregory Trask and
Guess
how
what?
he's
He was.
yeah,
There he was.
and she's aware of it. And I
So
did
sad.
feel a bit for her with that. And then, you know, when she dies, she does get poisoned. And I get what you're saying. Like, it's like, yep, could kill off her. But then her ghost, they Evan Hanley
Oh,
summons her.
that was now that was scary.
That
The
was
ghost part.
creepy, right? Yeah.
You know, her sitting in a chair and all that, you know, rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh
Super,
my goodness.
super
Oh, my poor
creepy.
Judith. You know, she's sitting in a chair. Don't you see her? She's sitting in a chair. And of course, Gregory was like, oh, I don't see anyone. He was such a creep.
He was, you know, we talked. I did an episode, The Monsters of Dark Shadows, and I didn't talk. I think Gregory, he's not supernatural, but he's probably the biggest monster of the show. I think he is just an awful person, like a total hypocrite and just a real piece of work, that
And
guy.
you know what? You can't meet a nicer person. I met him at the documentary. He is so sweet. He took time out and talked with us and everything. The
He seems.
documentary, it was really nice because we got time with them. I got time to talk with David Selby. It was really, and this is from a person who never attended, you know. And I started finding Dark Shadows again. I started watching the show again. And I got back into it, you know. I got back into it, and I really am into it now. I really, really enjoy it. I enjoy the groups that I'm in. You know, they keep me up sometimes late at night, you know, along with my PhD. I'm trying to do that too at the same
You're
time.
doing a PhD at the same time?
Yes, I am. I'm
Wow.
working, doing a PhD, and I run, you know, we're running four or five groups.
How
So
are you juggling ever? How are you finding time for all of this? Well, that's amazing.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm so used to multitasking anyway. When I was in the Marine Corps and then raising children and all this, I was always multitasking. So I've done it. I've done it. But I'm almost done. I'm almost
Congratulations.
done. So I've got about another 3 or 4 months, and I'll be done with that. I gotta go and get some more data,
Yeah.
and then I'll be done with it. And then October will be my month. I am going to retire.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, that's
But my
awesome.
husband wants me to, he wants me to teach, you know, because I did teach nursing for a while. And but I taught the undergrads, like ADNs, you know, RNs with 2-year degree, and the LPNs, LVN, I taught them. But I did it for about 7 or 8 years. But my love is that ICU. And of course, hospice. Hospice nursing is something. That's how I discovered hospice nursing, because you take care of the families too. You take care of the families. You take care of the patient. But the families need our help too.
It's really a great and noble thing that you're doing that, you know. It's wonderful that you're doing that. When my husband got really sick, he was going to go into hospice. And it was funny because I remember we were in the hospital and he was talking, we were looking at the pamphlet for it they gave us, and he was talking about it like it was like a vacation, you know. Oh, it was in Cape Cod. He was like, oh, baby, we're going to go stay, and we can bring Crispy, our little dog. They allow pets and all. But we didn't. He didn't end up. He passed away before
I'm
the
so
he got
sorry.
went, ended up going. Thank you. He ended up going to hospice. But I remember the people that were talking to us about how the hospice were so not kind. You know, they were so good. And it's I can absolutely picture you working in that environment and being with those people and comforting. And it's great that you're doing that. I guess there was one. Last thing I forgot to mention. I want to circle back real quick to Clarice before we wrap up that conversation. Clarice Blackburn, when she was Mrs. Johnson, she also was in the 1995 storyline, and I forgot to mention that.
Yes, that she
She
was.
that was awesome. She was that was so tragic too. Like when she
Yes, it
when
was.
Mrs. Johnson dies in the
Right.
1995 storyline. Oh my God, an old terrified Mrs. Johnson after the horrors that took place at Collinwood. Amazing. What a cool thing that they brought her back too for that, you know, because we hadn't
Yeah.
seen Mrs. Johnson through parallel time. We didn't see her at all.
No, we didn't.
There was no counterpart for her. So to bring her back as a main player in 1995 was really cool. And her and Carolyn, those sad scenes with her and Carolyn. And I know Carolyn at one point, so some fans I've seen debating, like, why does Carolyn say she remembers Mrs. Johnson when she was a child? I'm like, Carolyn was mad in 19, she had gone mad in 1995. So Carolyn was remembering things that, you know, and Mrs. Johnson was just going along with it, I think, because, you know, she'd rather to remember happy things than that maybe didn't happen than the reality of what took place. But I thought, what a great storyline. So 2 weeks, but it's such a great story.
I know there are so many great stories on that show. I think they couldn't take it anywhere else. That's probably why they wrapped it up, and end on a good note and all that. And then I don't think Jonathan wanted to play the vampire.
I think at that point, Dan Curtis wanted to go make movies.
He did. Yeah, he wanted to venture out.
And
That's
I
that.
think everybody was burned out. I mean, can you imagine doing that every day for 5 years? That must have been such a grind to do that,
Yeah,
you know?
and then where would they go? They explored every time frame. Where would they go with that?
Oh, I can think of some stuff. I would love to see. I would.
I bet you could, Penny. I was
I
like, where
would
did
have
they
loved to
go
have
with
seen
that?
like 1920s with the mummy. They never did a mummy storyline.
That's true. We're talking
I
about
would have
that.
been into that. A present day. Another one I have to mention, if they came back to the present day, how about Count Potofi showing up in the present as a threat? I can almost guarantee that if Dark Shadows had continued for like another year, Count Potofi would have shown up in the present. He was just too good a character not to bring back. So I liked that they were going, like you said that your son had loved Julia and Barnabas as like a duo kind of, and that kind of did turn it. It was like a Sherlock Holmes and Watson kind of trying to solve problems.
Like them together. I was part of the Angeline Barnabas team. Of course, that wasn't very popular back then.
Oh, I love that's how it ends. That's ultimate. I mean, we know in 1840 it's Barnabas and Angelique. He declares his love for her. So I don't know. They're all both a hot mess. I don't know.
Yeah, they both deserve each other,
That's what Magda said. It's
They
they
both
deserve
deserve
each
each
other.
other, because they were all mixed up and everything. And then Barnabas, he goes over there, and she's a servant. He had to marry of his own, his own class and all that. It was Josette, but he was in love with, well, I don't know if he was in love with her or not, but he was with the servant girl. And Angelique fell for him, and that's what started all that stuff.
Yeah,
We would
and
have
you
a
do feel
storyline
for I feel for Angelique. I know we talked about that at Seaview too. Like it's like you do feel for her. Like she's spurned by she's in love with Barnabas and he kind of just spurns her. That's not very nice to do that.
Yeah, and he paid for it too.
Oh, big time. Yeah, big
He
time.
paid for it.
What would you like to see going forward in terms of Dark Shadows? Do you want to see more Dark Shadows, like a new Dark Shadows, or do you think they shouldn't touch it and just leave the original alone? I've had different people express different viewpoints on that, so I'm curious to hear what you have to say about it.
I'm kind of torn on that. I kind of want to see something, maybe done, where they. I know a lot of people have been writing stories and all that, these fan fiction stories and whatnot of them in the drawing room and going forward. I honestly think that it could go forward. I think it could. David as a grown up, the
Yeah.
next generation, the next generation of Collins, because David would be what our age now, 60s.
Yeah.
So I think it could, they could go forward with something else. I think they
Yeah.
could.
Great.
I think they could. I think they could move forward with something else. Somebody. David is the master of Collinwood. He's got his sons and or daughters or whatever at the house and all that. I think it could move forward.
What about Barnabas? Would you recast Barnabas?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one because I don't. I haven't seen any actors that could actually fit into that role these days. I can't think of anyone.
Same.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Angelique, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kind of put their signatures on those roles.
Big time, yeah.
So I don't see another Barnabas Collins or Angelique or even not even Maggie Evans. I don't see that. And I guess maybe I want to say is maybe leave well enough alone. They can go
Right.
forward with something else,
Yeah.
maybe, but as far as Barnabas and Julia and Angelique and all that, maybe kind of leave that sanctuary as it is and go ahead and go on with something different.
You could
Totally
have
different.
Maggie, because Catherine is
You
still
could
with
have
us.
Maggie. Yeah.
So Catherine Lee Scott could come back as like an older version of Maggie. I think what that would be
Could
great, because
be.
she's still very active and acting and
Yeah.
stuff. And David Selby too is still, although they'd have to explain why he aged. Something happened to the painting or something
Yeah,
that,
we would have to explain that.
yeah.
That's if they could get somebody that could go ahead and take that story and could do something with it,
They
because
did.
they tried and didn't work.
We'll see. I really hope that it continues to the original show continues to get attention to, and that
What
like
has?
yeah, and things like the Night of Dark Shadows restoration, like
Okay.
I wonder if there's more footage with Clarice too, because was Mrs. Castle was such a small part in the movie. I wonder if, and I forgot to ask that when I had Darren Gross, who's doing the restoration on you, when I had him on, I forgot to ask him about that, because I don't remember if there were scenes with Clarice that were cut from the film, but that would be great if she had more
That would be nice.
footage too. I know they showed it at one of the festivals. They showed some of the scenes that he had
I
discovered.
have not seen them yet.
Yeah. They're
I
supposedly showing
would
some
love.
stuff at the Dark Shadows Remembrance. Supposedly they're showing some
Oh,
scenes
that'd be good. That'd be
with
wonderful.
Lara, yeah, on the Friday for the memorial tribute. I guess they're going to show some clips that have been found.
I remember hugging her last time I saw her.
Oh.
She was so sweet.
Yeah.
Little Tweety, come over and give me a hug. You see, sweet.
Oh. That's so sweet. She's so cool. Oh, she was so
Is.
cool. Like I had her on the show. I think it was like the last interview she ever did was on this podcast. She
Oh.
was so cool. Like and just the fact that she did the interview, but then afterwards she was asking me questions of like about my life, and so she was just interested, and she was just a cool, seemed like a really cool person.
I remember she asked me, she said, Tweety, how old was your mother when she had you? Somebody said something to that effect. My mother was very young when she had me. Because at the time, I had just turned 60 when I went there to see them. And I said, my mom was 17. So I said, she had me young, so don't worry about you. You're far from being old. That's what I told her. You're far from that. She's so beautiful. Oh my God, when I
Yeah.
saw her face.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, I said, wow. Because we had just hit the milestone. She turned 80 and I turned 60. And
Yeah.
that was an 18 when I
Yeah.
saw her there for the
Yeah.
documentary. Because I
Yeah.
think Jeffrey Wincooper told
I'm glad you got to meet her. I met her very briefly at the one of the festivals I had gone to. I bought the Salem Branch from her, the book that she did. She signed it to me. She signed it to Penny Dreadful. So I still have the Salem Branch that I got from her at the
beautiful
festival.
handwriting, doesn't she?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Reminds me of penmanship in Catholic school. I went to Catholic school, so we knew we had the penmanship in school.
Right, yeah.
The
My
cursive
penmanship.
penmanship. I remember that. Yep, I remember that going to school
Yeah.
back there in Philly.
Yeah, I wish I had better penmanship. I went to catechism. I went to cat I didn't go to Catholic school. I went to public school, but we did go to catechism, but they but my handwriting still stinks. So
I'm
but
kind of rushing now. Penny,
it,
mine's a mess too. We got these computers now and whatnot, so we don't do a lot of writing and all that.
Do you know, I heard the kids now, they don't even teach them to write in cursive anymore.
Oh, they
That's
don't.
crazy. How are they going to know how to read like older documents and stuff? Like,
I don't know.
that's wild.
I was grading care plans with my nurses. This was just a couple of years ago because I was teaching nursing, and they said, "Miss Conde, I can't read this." Miss Conde, because Blackburn is my maiden name. My married name is Conde.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Conde, we can't read your writing. I said, you got a D on there. What you can't read? But it looks like an A to me. I thought it was an A. I said, no, that's you
They
need to
try to
work
pull off.
that care plan. She said,
Yeah.
okay. Darn, I just knew I got an A on that. I said, nope. Got to go over that care plan. But yeah, I was grading their paperwork, in cursive, in penmanship. And they were like, Miss Condi, nobody does that anymore. I said, well, I do. So get over it.
I try to remember it because I used to, when I used to write no comments on the essays too, I would like do it in cursive too. But now I try to remember like, oh, I should do it and
Gotta
print
actually
it
print it.
instead.
Gotta actually now,
Anyway, Tweety, it's been such a it's been so much fun getting to talk
Oh,
with you. Thank you for taking the
yeah.
time to do this with me
No
today.
problem, my dear. Anytime, anytime. You can call
Wonderful.
upon me anytime. You know that.
Oh, thank you. And I can't wait to see you soon. In a couple of weeks, we'll be
Yeah, we'll
having a
be at
good
the house
time.
together.
That's right. I can't wait. And yeah.
I love it up there. I love it. That's my second home, let me tell you.
Yeah, you
My second
same.
home.
Yeah.
Seeing Bob and all the guys, and seeing the ladies there, seeing Jackie up there, you
Yeah.
and everybody. I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Same here. Folks, thank you so much for listening. And if you like the podcast, please make sure to tell your friends about it. Spread it like the Dream Curse. Let them know about Terror at Collinwood. Be sure to check out the Dark Shadows Appreciation Society. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And I will see you at Collinwood.
Bye-bye.
And for as long as they lived, the dark shadows never truly vanished, for there will always be Terror at Collinwood. Terror at Collinwood is a Penny Dreadful production.